that time was an American author called John Dos Passos with a novel called USA. And it was some kind of documentary business, and it was laid out typographically, weirdly. You know, and at that point, And so, anyway, looking at Stanley's Zanzibar, I could see that it was some kind of pastiche of Passos's USA. And indeed, I was having to chat with Brian there. I said, oh, there's some kind of USA. Yeah, he's a red Passos. I was also part of the competition was also was what was the thinnest paperback book, and to enter the competition, you had to have the title printed on the back of the pamphlets or leaflets couldn't enter the competition. And the thing that the real thinnest one I ever came across was in Compendium Bookshop in Camden Town. They used to have a drama section, I suppose it's still like Derby got one now. But anyway, in their drama section, there was a play by Samuel Beckett, right? Probably printed, you know, not on the back. And then if you opened it, there was a black page, well that's normal, there's another black page, and then there was a black page, and then a black page. And then there was the title, we had to get over that shock. Snapshot of the 1/7 production in Berlin, and then there was the page and three lines of text, and then thoughtfully some pages for your notes. I read it, it's so cheap. And every time I ended the compendium, you know, we'd be, I was in the bookshop. I was carrying that one, still the runaway winner there, sir. I was saying Liz Jansen about this, somebody wanked in it. And Liz Jansen said, what, and you didn't buy it then? I said to Liz Jansen, this was trying to get a laugh out of him. I said, "This is." I said, "Lindsay, did you know that when the late great American science fiction author Theodore Sturgeon was interviewed by Esquire, Esquire said, yes, Mr. Sturgeon, but 90% of science fiction is crap." To which Sturgeon had replied, "Well, 90% of everything is crap." And Anderson went. He said, when was that interview? I said, I don't know, I said, 1964, I think. He says, it's got a lot worse since then. Anyway, so, that was a thing. Anyway, the thing was, it was marvellous. The thing about the science fiction conferences, I knew most of the playwrights at that time. They wrote Trevor Griffiths, David Hare, Howard Brenton, these sort of kind of guys. They were okay company, I must say, but they weren't anything like science fiction authors. I tell you, because when playwrights get a bit pissed, they don't even have better company, to be honest with you. You know, getting narrow and arguing, you just shove them up and see them in a taxi home. Science fiction authors, they're kind of different breed. I mean, it's like the pisser they get. The more remarkable they get, and they go on and they don't argue. Whatever you say, and how extraordinary, they won't argue with it. You know, they go we go to those science fiction conferences. We just build these incredible cathedrals of ideas there. And on that first one, I got talking to Brian Aldiss, and Brian said. He was a wonderful guy, all this is. And he told me that according to his researches, that the bifurcation of the British literature had taken place in 1939, or possibly 38. I wasn't sure on that. I didn't know what he was talking about. Anyway, I was kind of interested in what that might be, but I thought it would become clear, you know, the later part of the conversation, but it didn't. I said, I said, what is that about the bifurcation of the British literature?